Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. 10 years ago, folks. We met a lovely lady named Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's become a big part of our world, our show, and my business ever since. Hey, Kathy, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Happy to be a part of this experience.
How about that? 10 years. And the 10-year anniversary present, by the way, is an email. I just wanted you to know that's your present.
Oh, thank you.
The one you got from us yesterday, that's your present. We probably didn't know that. Anyway, thank you for 10 great years, Kathy. We couldn't do without you, and we appreciate you very much.
Appreciate it.
Kathy with the P, K, PerryWithAP.com is how you find her online, and she can help you with your social media. Just like, as you can tell, she's very smart and long-suffering, of course, putting up with me all these years. Kathy, the big news in social media is not Facebook hacking your customer's account, but TikTok, right? Chinese company,
yeah,
Chinese
absolutely.
Social media company that's basically become a global phenomenon. And now, the United States security apparatus is trying to keep China from getting to all of our stuff over here through TikTok, is trying to influence that by hopefully it should throw the whole thing out, but now they're trying to control which American company controls TikTok in America, but also how they control it. Do they own it? Do they lease it? Do they license the product?
Well,
what do you think?
The way the latest is, I mean, obviously this has been on a roller coaster. You know,
yeah.
Microsoft was trying to get it, then Oracle won it, and then Oracle couldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, it was just like all kinds of security concerns. But Trump finally approved the latest deal of with Oracle, but not just Oracle. Oracle would be a trusted technology provider. So
they'd be in charge of making sure that China didn't
come in. They're in charge of the gate, yes. Where the data is stored, and then they would have a 12.5% stake in the company, and then Walmart is also included in that Oracle deal with an 8% stake. In they would be forming a new company called TikTok Global, a new entity,
right,
to operate separate from the Chinese company called ByteDance.
Right.
But, I was surprised Walmart was interested, but they are interested in
who owns the other 80%?
Apparently the company that the original company, ByteDance.
So the original Chinese company, which is owned by the Chinese military, owns 80% or so.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it looks
like. Well,
does that
sound? Well, let me ask you this question: How reasonable, how appropriate is it for Americans to be concerned about TikTok's invasion of our country?
Well, I think that there's always a concern because even though they're trying to separate and isolate the data and everything, you know, how do you know that data isn't going to automatically
right.
get back to
right.
them?
And it also must be pointed out that the opposite, if we flip this on its head and did exactly in China what TikTok is doing in America, the Chinese government would not allow it. This wouldn't even.
No, they wouldn't.
This wouldn't
and they
even,
already don't.
This would be over in 1 hour.
Right. Yeah. No. They don't allow that. And, you know, it's really going to be an interesting thing to see how it ends up shaking out and what happens.
Yeah.
But there are over said how many users already on it in
90 million around the world, so or more than that, I guess, every day. But Kathy, here's the thing. Here's I don't think this is hyperbole at all. We are in World War III with China and Russia and Iran and North Korea. We are in, and China is the lead. China is the big dog. We are in World War III, which is a cyber war. It's not an ordnance war. It's a cyber war.
Right.
And we just allowed, it's like, it would have been like in World War II, allowing a German panzer division to land and roam around America during World War II.
Yeah.
To me, that's the way I think about it. Am I wrong?
I understand. It's a difficult situation when you're dealing with the internet and all of these different companies and products, and you know, like who gets to do what.
It's not like we need another social media platform, right? Wouldn't America be just fine without TikTok?
Yeah, and it's really targeted at the young, the young people. And
they'll find another way.
Yeah, they will find another way.
I'm telling you, we're in World War III. And how many other technology experts, the cybersecurity experts on this show have agreed with me when I've called this World War III? Every one of them have.
Yeah. Well, definitely we're under a cyber attack.
There's
absolutely
no question about it. And this is not good. I'm going to take President Trump to task for allowing this to go as far as it has. He shouldn't have. Tintail, right back after the break. Stay with us. She was hanging
on, Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.